This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's another hour of What's On Your Mind, full half hour to find out what's on your mind till the bottom of the hour, and then we're going to chat with John Phelan of the Center of the American Experiment. Finished that conversation from yesterday. $26 an hour is what you get paid to stay home right now. I can't even believe that. Also, the national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee at the bottom of the line. We're going to dig into what's going on at the Republican National Committee. How do you get the Liz Cheney's and the others to realize, you poke the mega crowd in the eye, not a good look. Splintering conservatives. We got to be on offense right now. Local level, statewide level, national level, offense. Happy warriors. Come on, people. Telephone number, 800-228-0550. Todd the Radio God has that smartphone in his hand ready for your text at 701-367. That's mine, actually. Todd's at 701-226-8503. Jot that down. Text anytime. You can also text me at 701-367-2054. Don't forget the 24/7 Be the Buffalo hotline from our friends at Oasis Petroleum is simply 855-200-1776. Jim the Flagpole guy is still here, and then we're going to get to your calls. Somebody was calling about smoke in Billings County, and that call's gone now, so I don't know what I missed there. Any smoke in Billings County, or hopefully more smoke than fire, and hopefully less of that with the rain coming. Did you get any rain? I understand west of Jamestown got abandoned like 4 or 5 inches.
Good amount, yep.
In kind of a line all the way up to northwest Minnesota. So if you got lucky last night, either you washed your car or said your prayers, one of the two, let us know. And if you're not getting the rain and still need the rain, there's more through Monday, potential rainfall in about every corner of North Dakota. Are you saying your prayers? Are you saying thank you if your prayer is answered? And or are you washing your car? One of those two things I think could take care of things. All right, Jim the Flagpole guy is here. Where'd we leave off, Jim? We were going to talk about what you're hooking up for me and what ought to be on the farm implement of any patriot farmer or rancher. It should be on your combine. It should be on your tractor. It should be on everything. Put it on the cedars. I'm just saying, get it out there. Right? I mean, come on. You got to do this. It is the flag attach. The greatest invention in I don't know how long, and not an expensive item. If somebody calls you today and said, I got a combine, two tractors, a sprayer, a couple other things I can put that on, what do they cost me a piece for a flag attach component that makes a flag? You see these once in a while, flags on different implements, and the flag is just in horrible shape. That's because it doesn't have the give on it that a flag attach would. So the flags will last longer if you go with the flag attach. What are they going to set us back, Jim? They're very affordable, correct?
Well, Scott, they're $129 delivered if you...
Do you know what a combine costs? It's like a combine would be a steal at $129,000, right? That'd be like a bargain. So $129 to put on a $100,000 piece of iron and display... Your love of this country with a flag seems like an absolute no-brainer to me. And they're easy to install, too, right?
Yep, buy more than one and would give you a discount. And also, the nice part about it is it does have some give to it. And it also has a quick release. So if you want to take it in the barn at night, you just simply pull it out, pull the bin, pull the staff out. You can just roll it up and carefully place it into your cab, and they'll be ready for the next day.
Call this man at 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. And you've taken flag attached to the new level with my Chevy Silverado Trail Boss from Pucklitz. It's going to be at farms and ranches through the growing season, harvest, the whole works. All we're looking for is an invite, and we bring lunch. You say, hey, Scott, I'll have you. Come on up. Bring your radio show out here. We'll have you. We've done this with a few places. We've enjoyed it. We want to do it more purposefully. I'd go once a month. I really would. I love it. So just send me a text saying you're invited, and that's all I need. Send me a text, and I'll follow up with you, and we'll come to your farm, your ranch, because we learn We walk a mile in your shoes, and we can come out there, and you can hop in the trail, boss, and take that for a little spin if you want. You know, have a little fun with that. And we'll just have a grand old time, and we bring lunch. So, you know, what you on your schedule. You tell us when you take a little break, bring it right out to the field, whatever. Text me, 701-367-2054. What are you putting on my truck with that what's on your farm, what's on your ranch, Puckledge trail, boss? What's going to go on that hitch? What are you doing? Tell me.
Actually, yours is called the Reese Attach. So the heavy-duty unit that goes into your Reese hitch, and you just simply install it with a pin, and you slide the flagpole in, and from it won't break. It definitely will put a dent in your knee, but we are painting them white. They're powder-coated white, and so they're more visible. And you can close your tailgate with it installed. And simply, same thing, just slide the flagpole in. You can drive down the road with it. You can extend the flagpole and install it up to 20 feet while you're on the farm. Yeah, so all the neighbors will know where everybody's gathering. Just look for the flag.
I cannot wait. I cannot wait. And we're going to have a reveal on this baby, so be listening for more details on that. Pretty excited. Now, can I go down the highway with this thing? Is it so you travel the highway? You know, like if I'm going, like I was in Newtown yesterday, could I have it on Newtown and back, or would that not be a good idea?
Well, you know, the flags, they don't like 65 mile an hour, you know. But, you know, while you arrive in town and you're running around, sure, you know. You know, like today, it seems like there's 30, 40 mile an hour sustained wind. Flags are up. It's borderline. Most people probably, especially with flag shortages right now, maybe we should be taking our flags down, like on days like today, especially in western North Dakota, where the weather is more inclement. Sure, it's certainly will handle the pole and the hitch attach will certainly handle any wind you can throw at it. We just want to care for our flags. We don't want to abuse the American flag.
No. And I imagine you're replacing it constantly if you're driving it at a lot of, you know, a significant speed or whatever. But I'm just so thrilled about it. And I've said many times, if you don't have a flagpole, if you don't have a flag, you know, off your front porch, if you don't have a, you know, one on the farm equipment, I'm thinking you need to check your Patriot card at the door. I'm just saying, because if there has ever been a time stand up for the greatest country on the face of the earth, it's right now. Now, last question I have for you. I understand your ditch switch is fritzed. It's not working, and you're looking for another ditch switch. You're trying to get one. Tell folks, because I bet there's a lot of folks with a ditch switch in the audience that'll help you out here. Along with, by the way, if you have someone that is, you know, in the family that you know is capable of a good, honest day's work, I would call Jim and put him to work, because he is the luckiest guy on earth to go around and,
yes,
you know, have that flag and what it represents be part of your day's work. And he's always looking for help with installers and other things. And I'm telling you, it could be with no greater patriot, no greater man, no greater amount of wisdom that he will bring you just from the travels and the purposeful work. I mean, it's like Teddy Roosevelt said, well, no greater purpose or something like that to do, you know, work with people you love. I forget the exact quote, but it's a good one. And that's the kind of work that Jim does day in and day out. But what do you need for a ditch switch, sir, before we let you go?
Well, right now, you know, I have the little track SK600. It's got 357 hours for the very first time. I have a seal failure, and we're taking it down to Bismarck, actually Mandan. You know, of course, we're losing a day. I'm hoping everybody remains patient. With the lack of help, and now we're losing a day today, but we are in need of a new little track unit. We can haul around and drill our holes. So
if you got one, you know of one, you got a resource, call them, 701-571-FLAG, or check them out online for all of their products at ndflagpoleguy.com. Keep battling, my good man, and I hope you find a ditch switch quick so you can just keep putting those flagpoles in.
Thanks, Scott. And I just want to say great job last Thursday. I got moved around my slot here on the radio due to the hugely important conference you were at. And I just want to praise everybody from Mike Pompeo on down. You did a great job interviewing everybody last week. And that last week just inspired me to be an American. And the power of the freedom of the individual now is more important than ever, that we strive to be great Americans and that we know that we're endowed by a creator to pursue liberty and happiness. The outcome may not be there all the time, but we have the right to pursue liberty and happiness. So God bless you. God bless America.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that very much. And also, thanks for remembering our Vietnam vets. We can't do that enough. And May 10th through 20th of 1969 was the direct assault against a heavily defended and strategically insignificant hill at the time. 400 U.S. casualties, and there was real outrage this very moment in 1969 over the Battle of Hamburger Hill. And Jim the Flagpole Guy, thank you for remembering those folks. We're brought to you today by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. Go online and find out how you can have H.A. Thompson & Sons take care of all the HVC in your building, anything mechanical, Fargo, Grand Forks, Gwinner, Newtown, Minot. Locations, services available everywhere. HAP and Sons. Call 223-33.
We're talking about a month long of May savings of PetroServe USA. And also, whether it's Marathon, Senex, or PetroServe USA branded fuel, best deal at the pump ever. Plus, come on inside for giant sunflower seeds of $1.39, firewood for $4.99, t-shirts $3 for $9.99. No kidding. Nestle water packs, 28 pack, $3.99. Liquid ice, 2 for $3. And have a sweet tooth like me, Kit Kat, or Reese's Lovers, 79 cents. PetroServe USA, home cooking and grab a Go Convenience, tell them Scott sent you.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Is not going to get his way because he said, please, for the love of all that is holy and good, do not play I Got You, Babe. Sorry. Another texter says, heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year.
I got you, babe.
I got you, babe. Go ahead and I want to hear it.
I got you, babe.
There you go, Sonny. And Cher. Cher is what birthday today?
75.
75.
That's funny.
Anyway, back to the tester.
For the love of all of this.
I never hear a peep about the 600,000 Americans that heart disease kills, about from the same leftists who fearmonger over the death count from COVID-19. Fear is a weapon. Ladies and gentlemen, fear is a weapon that has been well utilized through COVID-19. Now, I will say this. We didn't know what we didn't know early on, other than the Wuhan lab screwed up. They're juicing a virus. What does that mean? They're purposely laying in to a particular bad thing and trying to make it worse. This happens in research and development, but they messed up, and it got loose, and we gave them money to do it. Mike Pompeo, I direct you to that interview we did with him, and topic of my column this weekend on the Forum newspapers is on, you know, his wisdom on this and how he just says what needs to be said bluntly. That's what I like about Mike Pompeo. He just says what needs to be said. In fact, he doesn't say anything different from what Donald Trump said for 5 years. He just does it from the fifth grade religious ed teacher kind of perspective. You know, he's just so calm and collected about it, but he's saying everything every bit as tough as Trump, which is why I like the guy. But we succumb to fear. And the only thing where I say fear would have been warranted is just say, what do we know? What do we not know? Instead, it was put your kids in bubble wrap, keep them home, never mind the educational damage, never mind that 99.999999% of children are not going to be in any kind of serious health risk from COVID. They will survive it. And, by the way, they're not super spreaders. Remember? Kids are super spreaders. They're going to bring it to school, and the teachers will get it, and then it will spread through the community. Bald-faced lie. Now, upon further review of the medical research and science on that, none of that was true. This is where I think we as patriots, we as freedom-loving people who believe in the Constitution, have to say, we are where we are, but we're never letting that happen again. How did I become a sheeple? And I am going to hold people accountable who cram the stuff down my throat. Fargo School Board is going through this right now. There's been a mob-like mentality to take out the president of the school board, who I believe is a pediatrician at Sanford. Is she? I don't know. I know there's one member of the Fargo School Board who's been rah, 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 we need more masks and everything as a pediatrician. I'm not sure if that's the president or not, but I know this. She now had to put out a statement. Do we have that letter? I guess we can put it on Facebook. And she's saying, I want you to know, I listen to public health officials. Well, slap my hind end and call me Judy. I don't know what that means about anything, because public health officials aren't elected. Are public health officials elected? I don't believe they're elected. I elect you to the school board to make critical thinking front and center on anything a public health official brings you. And public health officials had way too much power. They helped spread the fear. They wanted your kids in bubble wrap. They wanted 4 masks on. They wanted you to social distance and wear masks outside. And nobody went, hard stop, hard stop. Let's think about this. So I agree with the texter and the listener. Mike and Perm, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go!
Yeah, on that comment by Congresswoman Kalib about the Holocaust, does that give her a warm feeling? That's 6.5 million Jewish people. Men, women, children, it mattered nothing to the Gestapo. They were all herded into the gas chambers like so many herd of cattle. And to her, say that gives her a warm feeling? Well, excuse me. I mean, I just can't believe this. Right now, I'm reading a book called Light of Day by Judy Patalian about the Polish underground. And these were Jewish resistance fighters. They were women who picked up guns and went up against the Nazis and the Polish ghettos. And it is, you know, it's heartrending to hear their narrative about what went on while they watched their loved ones, their fathers, mothers, brothers, and children being put into what they call a deportation.
Yeah, you're onto something here, Mike. And that is that when we are complacent, when we are weak, when we are sheeple, history tells us what can happen. We don't have to invent what could happen. We know. We've seen it happen. And in my mind, the time to go on offense is not when you literally are your back's against the wall. It's now to say how that happened and don't let it happen again. And this is called engaging. It's not whining. It's not poor me. It's what am I going to do about it? Am I going to run for school board? If nothing comes of this nightmare of COVID overreach and the impact on our kids, it should be people coming off the couches, coming out of the shadows, stop bellyaching, and actually run for school board on a platform that says never again. At a minimum, it ought to be that. Same thing with county commissions who cashed in anything that would represent what the founding fathers envisioned about elections in this country. Cashed it in. Mail in your ballot. Oh, really? That might work in some rural North Dakota county, but to have it in Cass and Grand Forks County is pathetic. Population centers, pathetic that we did it. We did it. We cashed it in. More bad advice. Say never again are we going to do that with our elections. Run for county commission. Run for city commission, city council, so you have a say on what a mask mandate is and what the science might be behind it. Go on offense. We're lucky that North Dakota is better than 99% of places to live in this country, but it won't be if you sit on the sidelines. Vern in McLean County, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go, Vern.
Thank you, Scott. I spoke with you briefly a couple of weeks ago about the address changes in McLean County. According to the county auditor, on May 3rd, 2,000 addresses were changed in McLean County for the purpose of 911 enhancement. Let's take, for example, all the, or if you think for a minute how many addresses other people have for you, whether it's a driver's license, a bank accounts, check blanks, insurances, publications, all of these things need to be changed, supposedly. Let's take, for example, each address has two people.
If you didn't have a box number, you're right. Yeah, right? If you don't have a box number, you're exactly right. Yep.
Yeah, we if you have two people at each address, a man or woman with their driver's license.
Did we ever get you an answer on this, Vern? Hang on a second here, because I feel like we got an answer. I just don't know if we ever relayed it on the air related to this, because I remember reaching out to the state emergency department. Hang on a sec. I'm going to check that out during the break, and we'll let you finish when we come out back on the other side. Thursday at PetroServe USA, you buy any size fountain pop, 79 cents. The 4 for $4 deal is great. Pizza, two homemade cookies, and a 20-ounce drink for $4 all day, every day. And the home cooking and grab-and-go convenience from the chicken to the karma rolls. If you're traveling I-94 today, Valley City, pulled pork or French dip sandwich. Oh, is that good? Tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kwong to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kwong explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kwong today and ask for the report. Collins & Kwong, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kwong is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
When the terrorist organization Hamas began launching bombs at Israel and Palestinian civilians in Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli Prime Minister, says their retaliation set Hamas back many years. While visiting an airbase, Mr. Netanyahu said Hamas has received blows it didn't expect as the Israeli military continued to launch strikes on Gaza, and Hamas launched rockets toward civilians overnight. Both Hamas and Israel denied that a deal on a ceasefire had been reached. An Israeli newspaper quoted an Israeli official as saying that an agreement would likely be reached by Thursday. The New York Attorney General's Office has begun a criminal tax investigation into Trump's organization chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, on Wednesday. Weisselberg has not been accused of any wrongdoing, but investigators are asking him to cooperate with them in their investigation into former President Trump's organization. Trump has called this a witch hunt. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
That's a good one.
I was born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they stole.
Why do talented people like Cher? Who's a talent, right? I mean, she's a talent. But doesn't it ruins it for me when they're flaming lips and they got a yap and flap and try and cram the stuff down our throat.
Just stop talking and sing.
Right?
Shut up and act. How about that, yeah.
Right. Shut up and sing.
So with you, brother.
Yeah. Vern, in McLean County, I can't find it, but I feel like I've got an answer from Cody Schultz at the State Emergency Management Office on the 9/11 connection to these addresses changing. I can't get my hands on it right now for this conversation, but I pledge to have them on the program to do something about it. And I hear your concern. I mean, that there's a lot of impacts there. I also understand if you have a heart attack, you want 911 there sooner rather than later. What's a better way, Vern?
Well, they're trying to fix something that is not broken. Ambulances navigate to calls with smartphones. They dial up an app called Google Maps. They type in the address, and that will tell them where this call is.
Got it.
I can.
I'm going to ask Mr. Super Producer Man to get a expert on this and get a conversation going on it, because you know, I think it's happened in a lot of other places where you see these crazy addresses now of, you know, 977th
exactly.
Street, and you know, so I'm feeling your pain there, and you put that into the GPS, and sometimes you end up in the middle of nowhere. I think the train's left the station. I don't think there's any fix for you in McLean County, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't say, why does the state force this stuff on us? What is the reason behind it? Ask the questions, you know, and talk to county commissioners or city officials or whatever and find out again. Does the county get a call from the state saying you will do this? Okay, fine. Does anybody ask, well, why?
They're hanging their hat on a law that was passed 28 years ago. 28 years ago. Now all of a sudden it's important.
Right. Interesting.
They're trying to fix something that is not. Is this on what's your mind or on our mind?
I'm listening. I hear you. I've heard everything you've said, and I think that you're right to be frustrated, and the question is, what do you do about it? I think you run for office.
Okay.
I think you challenge people at the county commission to say, okay, a 26-year-old law? Really? Really? And you get 10 of your neighbors, and you go in there before it's implemented, not after, right? And say,
We have met with the county commissioners at their last meeting. We could have been talking to a wall. It'd be good. The same.
Who's we? How many people versus how many of them? How many people did you have in there with the concern?
10 people there. I don't know how many people called in on the voice line there.
Yeah, so I'm saying if I'm a county commissioner, I'm elected, and I hear from this from enough people, I'm going to go, yeah, you know what? Vern's got a point here. We should listen to this. So, you know, the work comes on getting in front of them before it's final, before the decision's made. What you're doing now is defense, trying to say, why did we do this when it's already been implemented? I know the state has an answer for this related to the concerns over 9/11. So I will pledge to you, Vern, that we will dig into this. We will get somebody on the program. I'm sorry I had to call twice. I know I got an answer. I don't know that it would satisfy you, but I will say this. I hear this a lot from people. They fought a battle and they're frustrated by it, and then they complain about it. You know, you got to go on offense on these things. You got to say, this is a reason for me to run for office. If the majority of citizens in McLean County are chapped because the address has changed for some 29-year-old law, guess what? You'll have that issue to run on. Get engaged, school board, city commission, township, city council, legislature. All of a sudden, you're running for Congress. You're running for the Senate. I don't know why we as conservatives don't do what Democrats do. They recruit these candidates, and you know, they're lifers. They're lifelong politicians. All of a sudden, it's all they know. I realize we work for a living, but I think we got to get engaged. Maybe our next guest can help us sort that out and give us some more advice on this on the national level. He is the national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee, Paris Denard, with us today on the program. How are you, Paris?
Good, thanks.
What advice would you have for people that are enormously frustrated right now from Joe Biden on down?
Vote Republican. Very simple. Elections have consequences. And so if you're frustrated with what you're seeing with Joe Biden, with Kamala Harris, with AOC, with Nancy Pelosi, with Chuck Schumer, and with your local Democrat governors and senators and state senators and state House legislators and mayors, vote Republican. It's time to stop voting for just straight party line just because you feel like it's the best thing to do because you've always been a Democrat or you want to be an independent. When you vote for Democrats that are lined up with a radical element of their party that is borderline socialist, if not outright socialist, that believes that we should have open borders, should not be supporting Israel, and wants to raise your taxes, then this is the type of results that you get. And so it's imperative for Republicans, independents, and moderate Democrats who are sick and tired of what they're seeing to vote Republican. And because we've seen through the last administration with President Trump and when Republicans are in office, in leadership, I should say, and from the Republican governors that are currently leading right now across the country, there is a difference when it comes to Republican leadership and our fundamental focus on putting the American people first and putting the interests of the American taxpayer and small business owners and parents and students first. That is not what we're seeing with this Biden-Harris administration. They're putting Americans and American citizens, more specifically, last.
Texter says, so my comment on going on the offensive, I hear Kevin McCarthy whine about Biden not taking a meeting after he got into office. Then I see Rashida Tlaib getting into Biden's face on the tarmac in Detroit. How come our side of the aisle is always so polite? We need to be in their faces just like the left is in ours. That is a strain we hear a lot, Paris, on this program, that, you know what, the reason Donald Trump, despite not being perfect, despite having some, you know, compulsive behavior that just he was always, you know, anybody that punched him, he punched back. And, it, you know, there's some people that got queasy from that. But you know why he was loved? Because you never doubted his fight. You never doubted his love and concern for this country and that Constitution and fighting for it every single day and taking people on that were on the squishy left. Do Republicans need to learn more lessons from Donald Trump still?
Well, I think that Republicans, certainly Ronna McDaniel, our chairwoman, is a fighter. She is a strong advocate for our party and has been leading it successfully. When you look at the record level of donations coming in from our donors across the country, even in a non-presidential cycle, it shows you that they see that we are fighting for them, especially on the issue of election integrity on the Hill. I think that there are different ways to fight these battles, but I think Kevin McCarthy, as an example that was mentioned before, is doing a good job in leading the caucus and leading the Republicans there and pushing back on this administration. He was at the border. He was down in Georgia when the $100 million worth of revenue was taken away because of the lies that the Democrats and Biden and Harris and Stacey Abrams and others were spreading about that border bill that was expanding voting in the state that took away money from the small business owners because of the MLB leaving. I think McCarthy and others there are pushing back and fighting for the American people. And they're highlighting the contrast, and this is what we have to continue to do. We've got to highlight the contrast between what Republicans believe and Republicans are going to do when given the opportunity to lead and what Democrats are doing right now when they have the House, the Senate, and the White House, and you can see nothing but abject, just complete failure and a feckless foreign policy. And so we're going to continue to push back. That's where we're fighting on election integrity. That's how we're pushing back when it comes to the border and highlighting the border crisis and the fact that this government under the Democratic control is doing absolutely nothing. And the middle class tax cut that is happening right now, tax increase that is happening right now, when you look at inflation and the price of gasoline and the goods and services when you go to the grocery store.
This is everything you're describing. Everything you're describing, Paris, is exactly what I think is in the wheelhouse of what people are concerned about. They want more fight. I mean, the texter says we voted Republican. It didn't matter. Where was the RNC in looking into the 2020 election? All talk, RNC. Get in the fight, says the listener. And when you talk about election integrity, how much of that about is what people see as one violation of the Constitution after another in 2020?
Well, I think when you look at what the RNC, the cases that the RNC brought across the country, we were a bit more victorious than a lot of people give us credit for in terms of being on the front lines and in with these litigation that we did in the courts. I think the other thing is when you look at what happened in Texas 6, a lot of people thought that, especially on the Democrat side, that the Republicans were not going to be able to pick up that seat. And now we saw that what they call a jungle primary, the two Republicans got over 60% of the vote. The Democrats got a little over 30%, which is 11 points down from where they were in 2020. The Republican Party is fighting back. We're pushing back, and we're showing the American people that we're stronger, we're more diverse, we're more united, and we're going to push forward together. We're going to take back the House.
Joe Biden is an absolute miserable failure. I have a good example for you. He's still a plagiarist, I guess, because he was speaking recently and stole a line from Ronald Reagan talking to some members of the Coast Guard. Listen to this.
Do we want Reagan or do we want Biden?
Reagan.
Okay, you want Reagan
first.
Yeah, this
is Reagan first.
There's Reagan first talking.
Who's been plagiarized. Roll Ronald Reagan.
Yes,
my Coast Guard aides have been excellent. One of them taught me that, and I quote, "The Coast Guard is that hard nucleus about which the Navy forms in time of war."
Now, the plagiarist stole the line.
I can only assume that you will enjoy educating your family about how the Coast Guard is, quote, "The hard nucleus around the Navy forms in times of war."
What?
You're a really dull class. I mean, come on, man.
That's beautiful, isn't it? You're talking to Coast Guard patriots, and you're calling them dull, and you're plagiarizing Ronald Reagan's joke and not even delivering it well. This guy is out of his league, Paris. How does the RNC, how do conservatives better... I mean, talk to Democrats. Talk to people that voted for this guy and say, really? Talk about, come on, man. We got work to do, don't we? Get this guy exposed for what he is.
Well, look, I think during the campaign trail, this is not the first time that Joe Biden has insulted members of our military. He's done it before. The reason I think that he was unable to connect with the audience was that I don't think that they have respect for what he is doing. There's a different level of respect for the commander-in-chief. When they had Ronald Reagan, who was leading through peace through strength, and then you see Joe Biden and his lack of leadership in terms of special foreign affairs and the things he's trying to get our troops entangled in and things that he's trying to do and the support he's not giving for Israel. He knows that he's not respected worldwide from the foreign leaders, and he's not respected by...
Good point. Not to mention, stop reading, Joe. Just talk to people. Have a conversation. You're at a Coast Guard graduation, for crying out loud. Amazing. Paris, good getting caught up with you and what's happening at the RNC. Thanks for the time today. We appreciate it. Keep fighting on election 2020 integrity, just like Mike Lindell does. By the way, we're rewarding him and all the great products he has because he's fighting for us. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028 today.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. The reason for this message is I want to continually remind the listeners that if you're trying to protect, preserve, and ultimately pass on your estate without any in-laws, outlaws, nursing homes, or other third-party entities trying to steal your assets, you need to call us. We have attorneys that are specialists in the industry that are all based on a flat fee. So you don't get bent over backwards with legal fees, and you get a lifetime service along with it. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. We take a complicated process, and it's our job to make it simple for you and your family. Let us help you too. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model of the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
There's no terrain too tough for hyper-turf equipment, and Swanson Equipment has it all. Slope mowers to keep you upright on steep inclines, turf vacs to clear the yard and eliminate dust, landscape equipment to handle tough debris, and verticutters to maintain a healthy green lawn. Get the leading brand in turf equipment at any of your local Swanson locations. Gear up with hyper-turf equipment, available in Fargo, Minot, and Fergus Falls. Make your equipment Swanson strong.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
SchwanBuickGMC.com or SchwanBuickGMC Cadillac on the strip. I can't wait in Mandan. I can't wait for the Cadillac Lyric to come out. Oh, another fascinating EV that's on the way. Meanwhile, your warranties for a lifetime of protection at no extra cost, not only on those new Buicks and GMCs, but late model used cars as well. Find out more at SchwanBuickGMC.com.
Speaking of EVs, Biden's supposedly driving the truck, and then he wasn't driving the truck.
Yeah, the guy was driving it. Yeah,
two steering wheels there. Yeah. And he he's doing the photo op thing, and then he threatens to drive over somebody. You imagine Donald Trump threatening to drive over a reporter?
That's what we said earlier.
There'd be headlines everywhere.
Yeah.
And if you're in front of it, yeah, then okay.
I hope I wasn't too tough on the Republican National Committee guy, but, I mean, I need a little more energy. I need offense from the Republican National Committee. Get in the game. Let's go. You know, let's just vote Republican. Everything will be okay. I'm sorry. That isn't the answer to everything. You've got to prove you're worth the vote. You know what I'm saying? We're going to find out about $26 an hour if you're on unemployment. That number yesterday really woke me up. John Phelan from the Center of the American Experiment finishes that conversation in a moment after we talk to Travis, who's on the road, wanted to weigh in on a topic from earlier. Go, Travis, go.
Morning. I think one of the reasons for the McLean County change in the 911 was doesn't have to do with necessarily the emergency services or the mail. I know around, I have some friends and family around Lake Audubon, which is in McLean, and they were having lots of issues with some of the delivery services being able to find their homes, and they were actually dropping stuff off at wrong addresses. So I think what they did is they broke up some of the lake lots around Audubon. Now, I think that's only one part of it, but, you know, there's probably more reasons than that, but I do know that that was a big issue around the lake.
Yeah, there. You know, look, these decisions, it's easy from one side to the other. That's why I always like just inviting people on and tackling it and trying to understand all sides of perspectives. I also believe that a lot of decisions get made without a lot of voices in the room, and that's why it's just upon all of us to be paying close attention to stuff. But, Travis, that's good background. Thank you very much. John Phelan back from the Center of the American Experiment. You really got my attention yesterday. We talked about this $26 an hour to be on unemployment. We talked about the bad jobs report from April, and that was one of the reasons you gave why. Give me a little more detail on that, John. How do you do the math on $26 an hour?
Yeah, well, one of the measures that has been put out there to kind of get people through COVID-19 was an extension and an enhancement of federal unemployment benefits. The extension means that you get them for longer, but the enhancement meant that you got more money. The enhancement was initially at $600 a week. That's gone down now to $300 a week, and that runs through to September. Now, this varies. The impact of this varies from state to state, depending on what the average unemployment payment is. But in a state like Minnesota, where the average is something like $1,100 you can get on average. If you add that to the enhancement, that's the weekly income that you can get while you're on unemployment. And if you divide that by 40, which gives you a kind of approximate weekly hourly wage, you're coming out at $26 an hour that people in Minnesota effectively can earn on welfare.
Yeah, just do the math. And again, until this will end now in mid-June, I believe it is, until mid-June, even in a state like North Dakota where you have more job openings than you have people either on unemployment or looking for jobs, think about that, we have a 53-week extender from the federal government, a 53-week extender. In other words, a year and a week added on to the state benefit of 12 to 26 weeks, and an extra $300 a week that used to be $600 a week. That's how you get to that kind of math, right, John?
Exactly, yeah. And of course, all of this is a problem for labor supply because it restrains people from going back out to work. The issues with that are that as we're pumping more and more money into the economy through money printing, deficit spending, and all the rest of it, we're essentially pushing the demand curve out to the right. But the supply curve is going nowhere because of these restrictions. Now, if you just want to go and Google a supply and demand chart and see what happens when you push the demand curve to the right without moving the supply curve, all that happens really is that you get higher prices, and that's what we're seeing now.
And the ripple effect through the economy of all this, more people on unemployment than making lawnmowers, more people on unemployment than is actually processing wood, see piles of 2x4s and you can't get 2x4s and the price has gone through the roof. The ripple effect through the economy, we've not even scratched the surface yet, have we, John?
I mean, like I say, the fundamental issue is that the problems the economy faces at the moment are supply side problems. They are problems of, you know, constraints on the supply side. I mean, so the solutions need to be supply side solutions, which means pushing the supply curve out. It means getting people back to work, getting people producing again. If we think that this is a demand side problem and that can be solved by just dumping more and more money into it, that won't solve any of our problems and will just make inflation worse.
Fascinating. By the way, John and the team at the Center of the American Experiment, they study this stuff. They give you the ammunition so you can walk into a county commission, city council, talk to your state legislators and say, well, wait a minute, this is giving you the data you need. They're Thinking Minnesota magazine free, and it's great for North and South Dakotans too. These issues are important to all of us. All the COVID restrictions, they've been on the front line defending police against, quote unquote, police reform, which means suspending less money in place and not having have law enforcement, tools like, say, a weapon and a traffic stop. They do it all. Center of the American Experiment, online at AmericanExperiment.org. Thank you, John Phelan. God bless you, folks. I'm gone tomorrow. Kevin and Todd with Senator Kramer. See you again Tuesday.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improves lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers, hosting these incredible live and online equipment auctions in Dodge, Anamoose, Lair, Fairmount, Raleigh, Mercer, Lakota, Cavalier, and Bismarck, North Dakota, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Pelican Rapids, Minnesota. And if you're in the market to sell your equipment, Piper's equipment experts are on call anytime for a free consultation. Contact Piper's at 701-523-7366. Bid online and view all upcoming land and equipment inventories at Piper's.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping.
To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.